coming up in the next half hour, we're going to talk to Jim Messier. Get the lowdown on Racine Airways. I never heard of that airline before. Racine Airways. Got to find out about that. Thanks for joining us here at WRJN, your home for Racine Raiders football. It all begins May 3rd right here. It's 8 o'clock.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN, Racine Kenosha.
Is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by T-Mobile Business Advantage.
I'm Peter King. Donald Trump has used his speech before Congress to remind lawmakers of what he's done in his first weeks back in the Oval Office.
I withdrew from the unfair Paris Climate Accord. I imposed an immediate freeze on all federal hiring. I signed an order making English the official language of the United States of America.
And the president steamrolled into what's ahead for countries that put tariffs on goods they import. From here.
April 2nd, reciprocal tariffs kick in, and whatever they tariff us, other countries, we will tariff them.
Trump also touched on Ukraine.
Earlier today, I received an important letter from President Zelensky of Ukraine. The letter reads, Ukraine is ready to come to the negotiating table as soon as possible to bring lasting peace closer.
I'm Matt Piper. The Democratic response came from Senator Alyssa Slotkin in an 11-minute speech.
Grocery and home prices are going up, not down. And he hasn't laid out a credible plan to deal with either of those.
Much of her speech focused on what Trump said about the economy.
Your premiums and prescriptions will cost more because the math on his proposals doesn't work without going after your health care.
The first Trump administration is remembered for promoting unconventional and sometimes ineffective COVID treatments. CBS's Wendy Gillette reports this administration is approaching the Texas measles outbreak this way.
Health and Human Services Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. listed what he sees as effective treatments for measles in an interview with Fox News, leaving out getting the vaccine.
They're getting very, very good results, they report, from budesonide, which is a steroid. It's a 30-year-old steroid. And clarithromycin and also cod liver oil.
A measles outbreak in Texas has killed one child and sickened almost 160.
The line of storms that ripped through parts of the Deep South yesterday has now moved east after leaving two people dead in Mississippi and heavy damage in several states. The National Weather Service says a tornado hit the town of Ada in central Oklahoma. This man lives there.
I was pretty alarmed. I'm a Texas boy, so I've never heard winds like that in my life.
Another first for the LA Lakers, LeBron James.
LeBron, open three!
James's three-pointer against New Orleans last night, heard on Spectrum Sports, makes him the first NBA player to reach 50,000 points, combining both regular and postseason games. Wall Street is looking for a rebound today after 2 days of heavy losses. S&P futures are up 18.5, Dow futures up 88. This is CBS News.
If you're 55 and up, T-Mobile has plans built just for you. Get the savings you want on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/choice55 and start saving today.
From the WRJN Radio Park newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. A 15-year-old boy was arrested in Caledonia last night in connection with the death of his mother. Police were called to a home last night on East White Manor Court at around 10:30. They arrived to find the teenager at the front door surrendering, later finding his mother's body inside the home. A wind advisory kicks in this afternoon and runs through midnight. Gusts could be reaching up to 50 miles an hour. Temperatures are expected to drop as winds pick up. The latest is coming up in the forecast. Racine City Council last night voted to give the council president, not the mayor, the power to appoint committee members. The mayor does retain veto power and the right to appoint alders to the executive committee. A 41-year-old convicted sex offender living near Knapp Elementary was arrested for possessing child sex abuse material. He faces multiple charges, including possession of child pornography. Senator Bernie Sanders will speak at UW Parkside Friday. It's part of what he calls a fighting oligarchy tour. The event aims to pressure GOP representatives to oppose cuts. And upcoming elections in Racine and Kenosha include contests for city council seats and school board positions. Voters can learn more about the candidates through the Racine County Eye's Get to Know the Candidates section. Learn more at RacineCountyEye.com. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Packers keep their kicker.
Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers re-signing place kicker Brandon McManus to a new three-year contract worth over $15 million. McManus, who turns 34 in July, will be guaranteed $5 million and given a $5 million signing bonus. The New York Jets releasing Devontae Adams, and now fans tweeting the Packers should bring the 32-year-old receiver back to Green Bay. College basketball, Marquette takes on UConn tonight at the Gamble Pavilion in Connecticut. The Badgers in Minneapolis for the border battle with Minnesota. NBA, the Bucks with a 127-121 win over the Hawks in Atlanta. Giannis with his seventh triple-double of the season. Doc Rivers asked about the mix of young and veteran players on this Bucks roster.
We're kind of mixed. We play young and old, but we're not only just veteran players. We have, like, straight grown-ups. I keep saying it. Everybody on our team is over themselves. There's nothing, there's no stuff, what I call clutter. The guys just play together. They want to do right. It's an absolutely fantastic team to coach.
With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Is likely today. We could end up with another 1 to 2 tenths of an inch through the afternoon, and then the rain will switch to snow and it will become windy. Snow amounts will be generally light, but the wind could create areas of blowing snow at times. Our high today, 46, with temperatures falling into the 30s by late afternoon. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temperature 44.
When I was growing up, I had a sibling rivalry with my little brother. Got out of hand, to be quite honest. One day my little brother went into the backyard, took my dog's collar off, and let her run away from home. So I poisoned his fish. I think I won that one. Because the next day I went out and I found my dog. Put his collar back on, brought him back home. But my brother, he died from the salmon. Last year, my parents lost all of their money in a Ponzi scheme. So, of course, they came to me, their wealthy, successful son, and asked me why I did that.
I'm ready to go. I'm standing here outside your door. I hate to wake you up to say goodbye, but the dawn is breaking, it's early morn. Taxi's waiting, he's blowing his horn. Already I'm so lonesome I could cry. So kiss me and smile for me. Tell me that you'll wait for me. Hold me like you'll never let me go. I'm leaving on a jet plane. I don't know when I'll be back again. Oh, babe, I hate to go. There's so many times I've let you down. So many times I've played around. I tell you now, they don't mean a thing. Every place I go, I think of you. Every song I sing for you. When I come back, I'll wear your wedding ring. Go. Now the time has come to leave you. One more time, let me kiss you. Then close your eyes, I'll be on my way. Dream about the days to come when I won't have to leave alone. the time, I won't have to say.
Mary leaving on a jet plane. I needed the song about airplanes. It was either this or the Steve Miller Band Jetliner. I couldn't think which one I wanted to use. Jim Messier is here. And the reason I brought Jim on this morning is because I was looking at one of his posts, and it was about Racine Airways, which I never heard of before. I don't know if a lot of people did. It wasn't a jetliner. I don't think they weren't jet planes, were they?
No, not at all, Don. These were just small prop planes. I never heard of this airport either, Racine Airways. I was looking at an old map we have in our museum on Racine Business Center, and right on Highway 11, there's a small designation that says airport. And I thought, this has to be a mistake. No, it was no mistake. Sturtevant had Air City, of course, which the last remnant of it was torn down maybe a year or two ago. And, of course, Sylvania Airport is still there, right on the interstate. But this was east of the interstate on Highway 11. And I did some checking because, again, I thought that was a mistake on the map. But it certainly did exist at one time from about 1931 until the late 30s, right during the Depression.
Now, in the ad you posted... Now, yeah. Racine Airways was the airline company. Then they had an airport, but it listed on the offices were on Racine Street, but the actual airstrip was on Highway 120, which I never heard of before.
Yeah, well, 120 was the old name for Highway 11. That changed back in the 30s to Highway 11. Not to be confused, of course, with current day Highway 20. Yeah, you're right. I think their office was on the 1700 block of Racine Street. For all I know, it was probably just a residence. I don't know if it was an actual office or not. Yeah, you're right. The airstrip was on Highway 11, right about where that bend is as you're approaching the interstate. It's interesting because they did photography. You could hire them to, photograph of whatever, farm fields or whatever. You could learn how to fly there, too. According to their ad, a student solo flying course would cost you $150. Which is a lot of money back then. And another thing here, solo flying in an open plane is $10 an hour. Now, $10 an hour equates to about $230-some dollars today. So during the Depression, that would have been an awful lot of money for somebody to pay for a solo flight.
Now, in the ad, too, it mentions the trips to Chicago. I think Chicago was in the ad. I don't have it in front of me.
And
It talks about they didn't fly cross country. These are all local flights they did.
Just local. Yeah, right. Here's one here. A trip over the city and one over Lake Michigan was $2 per passenger.
All right, that's so good. That's reasonable.
Yeah, it wasn't bad. Yeah, and you can fly to Chicago, like you said. They had an excursion there as well. I never heard of this airport, and I don't think anybody else did either.
I never heard of the airlines Racine Airways. That's the airliner itself, right, Racine Airways?
Well, I don't know if that's the name of the airline or just the name of the airport itself.
Okay.
It's the title is just Racine Airways, so with their, field out there. So whether that's a name or not, don't know.
Yeah, it sounds like a company name, like American Airlines, British Airways, because BOAC, which would be British Airways, it became. And I think that's the name of it. We need more research on this. I'm commissioning you to dig into this further here. But
I took a drive out there this last year, and there's no indication there was ever an airport. Of course, now it's all under construction with Foxconn and Microsoft and everything. You'd never find anything out there now. But back in the 30s, that was certainly a viable airstrip.
Now
they even advertised, fully equipped with fleet training planes, Stinson cabin planes for passenger service. It must have been, something worthwhile. Here we go. Well lighted for night flying. You could even land there at night. That was something which nobody ever heard of before.
Now, I did see the airstrip behind the bar, which is near Milliger's on Highway 11. I did
see it.
That's
the old Air City.
Right, and they have photographs of it inside. I think it's a restaurant or a bar. They actually have photographs of it. So mm-hmm. if you want to see some mm-hmm. What it looked like back there, because the airstrip mm-hmm. was back there. You're right. I was there a couple of years ago when it's still the remnants of it.
Yeah. But
it's all gone now.
Yeah, the last thing that closed used to be a tavern in one of the hangars.
Right, yeah.
They tore that down now. Yeah,
all
yeah.
Right.
But, besides our current airport, we had a few others.
All right, I'm commissioning you to do a complete check of this. We're going to check back. I need more details.
Okay, Doug.
And this will be your project now. Forget everything.
All
wipe
right.
everything else off the table. We're contouring on this because I found it fascinating. And you've got the ads. Now, how do people see that on Facebook? It's Retro Racine?
Yeah, Retro Racine is one of the sites I posted on. Racine History is another. There's, maybe about eight of them or so that I posted on. But Retro Racine is probably the best known around this area.
All right, and you're coming back in here to talk about Elmwood Plaza with Carol Gianforte.
Yep.
When is that?
Yep. Carol and I will be back, looks like maybe end of the month, 26,
okay.
something like that. We'll set the date with you, Don. But,
okay.
We'll be talking about the plaza.
Thank you, Jim. Do appreciate it. And thanks for coming out at the last second here. I was just fascinated by that kind of stuff.
You're welcome, Don. Talk to you soon.
Bye-bye now. Jim Messier, that's good to hear about that. I love listening to that history of Racine. Racine Airways. Wow. Long time ago. 8:17, local news, timeless hits at WRGN. It's time for Pete.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. A complete unknown drew a complete goose egg at the Oscars despite 8 Academy Award nominations. To make matters worse, according to The Hollywood Reporter, the subject of the Bob Dylan biopic, also known as Bob Dylan, was invited to both present and perform at the ceremony, but declined on both fronts. Mick Jagger ended up presenting in his place. At the beginning of the show, host Conan O'Brien joked that Timothy Chalamet learned how to sing so well in preparation for playing Bob Dylan, he almost didn't get the role. Tabloids love their clickbait. After finding out that Mikey Madison won the Oscar for Best Actress as Anora, tabloids made a big stink that Demi Moore gritted her teeth and seemed upset. A closer look at the situation by a lip reader revealed Moore turned to the person next to her and said, "Nice." One clickbait tabloid in particular said later in its article that Moore was very happy for Madison. Now that's journalism. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Need groceries without the hassle of a big box store? Cristiano Supermarket has you covered with a wide selection of everyday essentials at competitive prices. Enjoy fresh signature subs from Lee's Deli, EBT for your convenience, and plain black or white t-shirts up to 5XL for just $5 every day. Feeling lucky? Join the winners who got their Wisconsin State Lottery tickets at Cristiano's. No gimmicks, just good luck and great deals. Swing by Cristiano Supermarket at 21st and Kearney in Racine.
Opioid manufacturer Purdue Pharma's political action committee donated to just one Wisconsin candidate in 2016. That candidate was extreme politician Judge Brad Schimmel. The company also gave money to a national Republican group whose PAC spent nearly $3 million on Schimmel's 2018 election. From the year 2000 to 2017, Wisconsin had over 7,500 opioid-related deaths. Democratic and Republican attorneys general from other states and 71 out of 72 counties filed lawsuits against Purdue Pharma. But Brad Schimmel refused to join them. Thousands of Wisconsinites died. Wisconsin people should always take priority over profits. Tell Judge Brad Schimmel to look out for Wisconsinites, not out-of-state drug companies. Call 262-548-7548. That's 262-548-7548. Paid for by Better Wisconsin Together Incorporated.
Today's WRJN Big Deal of the Day. This is Rivers Bakery and Smokehouse in Sturtevant. There's nothing quite like the rich aroma of brisket or the sweet scent of a homemade pie fresh from the oven. Every cut of meat is smoked low and slow to perfection. Every dessert and pie is made from scratch, from fluffy pancakes at breakfast to a warm, hearty soup with lunch. Flavor and love can be found in every bite. Go to WRJN.com, click the Big Deals banner, and purchase $20 gift certificates for just $10. Today only at WRJN Big Deals.
For 98 years, you found WRJN right where we've always been, at 1400 AM. And now, you can also pull us in on FM at 99.9 in Racine and 98.1 in Kenosha, along with the Civic Media app, anywhere you travel. Yep, the timeless hits were made famous on the AM dial, but that clear FM stereo ain't bad either. Local news and timeless hits, now on WRJN AM and FM. WRJN.
Tears are falling, 'cause you've taken her away. And though it really hurts me so, there's something that I've gotta say. Take good care of my baby. Please don't ever make her blue.
Bobby V. Local news, timeless hits at WRJN. Take good care of my baby. This brings a tear to my eye when I read this story. I read it a few times already. 22-year-old woman in Massachusetts found out her grandmother saved a bunch of her old voicemails. 14 years worth. They covered their entire childhood from age 3 to 17. The first one's about a new scooter. The last one's about landing her first job at Subway. Now, I have my mother's voicemail she left me. They're a little less, you know, tear-jerking than that. My mother's, and I'm not kidding around, I'm more like, Donald, you said you were going to call me. You didn't call me. Where are you? They're all like that. Everyone, Donald, I'm waiting. You said you were going to call, and you didn't call. And keep in mind, I used to call my mother about 10, 12 times a day. So if I was like 15 minutes late with one of the calls, Donald, you didn't call. You better call because you said you were going to call. So that's what mine were like. They weren't any, you know, sentimental. Like that, ladies. Crazy Elephant now at WRJN.
From Atlanta, Georgia, to the Gulfstream border, to California, I'm going to spend my life a broken night in Vegas.
Give me good love and every night.
You know
long as there are stars above you, you never need to doubt it. I'll make you so sure about it. God only knows what I'd be without you. If you should ever leave me, oh, life would still go on, believe me. The world could show nothing to me. So what good would living do me? God only knows what I'd be without you.
God only knows. 829 at WRJN. Local news, timeless hits, and a feel-good story for you now. The Cleveland Clinic did something special for a little 10-year-old girl named Ava Cooper last month. She's been there over 200 days waiting for a new heart and couldn't go to her school's father-daughter dance. So the hospital recreated the whole thing right there. Her dad, Sean, said he hopes the video reminds people you can always find light, even in darkness. Wish a little Ava the best. Ava Cooper. It's 8:30 on the noggin right now. Let's check news, see what's going on once again. Here's Stuart.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. A 15-year-old boy was arrested in Caledonia last night in connection with the death of his mother. Police were called to a home last night on East White Manor Court at around 10:30. They arrived to find the teenager at the front door surrendering, later finding his mother's body inside the home. Initial reports indicate the victim suffered from stab wounds and blunt force trauma. The investigation is continuing. Winds will kick in and temperatures will drop. A wind advisory starts this afternoon and runs through midnight for the area. Gusts of up to 50 miles an hour are expected. We'll have the latest coming up in the forecast. Last night, Racine's City Council voted for change. In a narrow vote, they decided the mayor will no longer appoint members of council committees. Rather, the council president will do so. Those committees will also elect their own leaders. Before, that was a mayoral role. The mayor does keep veto power and the right to appoint alders to the executive committee. All the hubbub at the Hobnob wasn't a big deal. There was a lot of fire trucks at the restaurant near the county line last night at around 6. There doesn't appear to have been a fire. Initial reports indicate the fans in the kitchen area stopped working, causing the call and the need to clear out the restaurant briefly. There's more than just a referendum on the ballot in Racine and Kenosha. There are contested seats on the Common Council in Racine, plus school board races in both communities. The Racine County Eye has a Get to Know the Candidates section on their website. Races are listed and candidates are sharing a little bit about themselves. Read all about it at RacineCountyEye.com. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
WRJN weather.
Rain
rain is likely today. We could end up with another 1 to 2 tenths of an inch through the afternoon, and then the rain will switch to snow, and it will become windy. Snow amounts will be generally light, but the wind could create areas of blowing snow at times. Our high today, 46, with temperatures falling into the 30s by late afternoon. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 46.
I am married, which I'm glad about. I hated being single. It's hard to score when your pickup line starts with an apology and ends in a Star Wars quote. An insecure and broke is one thing. Insecure, broke, and single, that's the frosting on the loser cake. I did this one time. I'm in the bank. I'm doing the transaction. I ask the teller out. And then I realized I just asked someone out who's looking at a computer view of my financial situation. There's nothing you can say then. Well, I've got other accounts. This one I keep negative.
Say I'm a lonely teenager. Now I'm 17, still alone, wondering if I should go home.
DeMucci, Dion, Deanna the Belmonts, and Lonely Teenager. Hey, parents, don't tell your kids this, but the average adult spoils their appetite 5 times a week. 57% of us have also eaten an entire bag of chips or other snacks in one sitting. And 45% have eaten an entire meal of nothing but junk food. When I was a kid, and this is when I was a kid now, this isn't like, you know, recently. This is before I could tell time, because I used to sit in front of the TV waiting for that test pattern to come off. Remember the test pattern? And so my show, my little cartoons could start. I used to bring down a whole bag of Oreo cookies. Remember the 3 rows of Oreo cookies? I used to bring them down and demolish the entire bag while the test pattern was on, waiting for my show to start. Yeah. I can tell you that now because I was about 4 years old and I didn't know better. I mean, I don't get rid of the whole bag now. I'm going to be half a bag today, but the whole bag back when I was 4. Yeah. Hey, we're the home of the Racine Raiders. Racine Raiders football kicks in again May 3rd.
Don't want to discuss it. Think it's time for a change. Their kids are going to ground. Get some heavy rest. Never have to worry about what is worst or what is best. Romeo, there you go. Lord have mercy, I say.
last minute didn't call.
Timeless Hits here at WRJN. Got a survey here. They asked people to name their ideal sleeping situation if cost and space were not an issue. And, of course, it wouldn't affect the relationship. 66% voted for sharing a bed with their partner. 7% wanted separate beds, but in the same room. 10% picked separate beds, but in separate rooms. And I didn't see this. How many people picked different beds in different zip codes? How many people picked that, huh?
Fountain Hills Apartments presents Mary's Unique Boutique Spring Shopping Spree. Thursday, March 20th, noon till 4. Shop for spring or Easter. Be one of the first 10 non-resident shoppers and get a $25 pick and save gift card. Take a tour of the newly renovated 1 and 2 bedroom apartments and be entered in a drawing for a $100 pick and save gift card. Sign a 15-month lease and get 1 month free rent. Fountain Hills Apartments, 1100 Fountain Hills Drive, Mount Pleasant.
Wisconsin workers deserve a living wage and the right to negotiate with employers on wages and benefits. That right was taken away from a lot of Wisconsin workers in 2011, and we now have a chance to fix that. This is an issue that our state Supreme Court will hear soon. There is also a state Supreme Court election coming up on April the 1st. If you want to see Wisconsin workers given back the right to negotiate with employers for fair wages and benefits, research the two Supreme Court candidates. Decide which candidate is more likely to uphold your rights and which one is more likely to leave you with fewer rights and lower wages. Rich mega donors are spending millions on negative ads. We don't need that in Wisconsin. Just tune them out and turn them off. And read what the candidates themselves have said. Make sure you're registered to vote and know your voting location. Your vote could be the difference on April 1st to help ensure your economic future. Paid for by Economic Equity Now.
Streaming TV is where it's at. It's not about cutting the cord anymore. It's all about your customized TV options. With the best and cheapest high-speed internet and your own TV subscriptions, we've got your dream TV lineup. Between wired and satellite internet and TV, save money and get more internet speed and better TV today by calling the Whole Home Connect.
800-217-9129. 800-217-9129. 800-217-9129.
This is the story of the one. He is responsible for keeping a leading healthcare facility clean and safe. And he trusts Grainger's high-quality HVAC cleaning and safety products, combined with their world-class supply chain, to consistently deliver, ensuring he's covered inside and out, so he can focus on keeping his facility clean to help protect the health of everyone inside. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Yeah.
only want to be with you. Local news, timeless hits, WRJM. There's a thread online about things people do or say without realizing how rude they are. Do you agree, or are you guilty of any of these things? Like listening to anything in public with the volume turned up, parking a shopping cart right in the middle of the aisle, even temporarily, so others can't pass, stepping off a busy escalator, then stopping to look around so others have to awkwardly get off to try to avoid hitting you. It also seems to happen with moving walkways, too, at the airport. Now, if someone declines alcohol or drugs, insisting they partake, looking disappointed, or asking why they're not drinking or smoking, letting your dog jump on someone else, also don't let your kids jump on someone else either, asking a newly married couple if they plan to have kids, or any couple for that matter, and asking a couple if and when they're going to plan to get married, looking at your phone while someone's talking to you, commenting on someone's weight or physique in any way, even if it's meant as a compliment. For example, if you see a woman, don't say, oh, I see you're pregnant, because she may not be pregnant. You know how that turns out. Giving unsolicited parenting advice, even indirectly, through your own social media post. Some people get preachy, shameful. They get a shameful vibe out of that. And saying, no offense. That's often followed by something very offensive. Now, if you feel like you need to buffer, like, that's no offense, but then you probably shouldn't say it at all. Don't vocalize it. We're here to help you at WRJN, okay? This is a public service we're doing for you. Sounds like it, doesn't it? All right, got the Buckinghams now here at WRJN.
Kind of a drag when your baby don't love you. Kind of a drag when you know she's been untrue.
J-N.
Notice them until I got this feeling that it's later.
Rock My Eyes, Jackson Brown. Local news, timeless hits at WRJN. Hey, here's the WRJN big deal of the day. Mrs. Rivers Bakery and Smokehouse in Sturtevant. There's nothing quite like the rich aroma of brisket or the sweet scent of a homemade pie. Fresh from the oven. Every cut of meat is smoked low and slow to perfection. Every dessert and pie is made from scratch. From fluffy pancakes to breakfast to a warm, hearty soup for lunch, flavor and love can be found in every bite. Just go to WRJN.com, WRJN.com, click on the Big Deals banner, and purchase a $20 gift certificate for just $10. Now, I did the math on this. That's 50% off. Yeah, that's half price. Today, only at WRJN Big Deals. Check it out, all right? This is from the What the Heck Were They Thinking department. A high school in New Mexico is being sued after a science teacher had kids fight with actual swords to teach them about the different types of metals. A girl ended up with a serious gash on her wrist and needed surgery. What were they thinking? What's going on? 856 local news, timeless hits. These guys were just in concert with Herman's Hermits last week at the Genesee Theater, the Association. Here's Alone Comes Mary.
Every time I think that I'm the only one who's lonely, someone calls on me. And every now and then I spend my time and climbing for some crystals falsely. And then along comes Mary. And then she will get a kick, said he wants any chick and give me pickled memories. Oh, baby, run the gallows tales from all the fields and tribulations. Punch. When big desire is the fire in the eyes of chicks whose sickness is the games they play. And when the masquerade is played, the neighbor folks make jokes at who is most to blame today. And then along comes Mary. And does she want to set him free and let him see reality from where she got a name? The punch.
Go Association, Along Comes Mary. Local news, timeless hits at WRJN 99.9 FM in Racine, 98.1 FM in Kenosha, and everywhere. The legendary frequency of AM 1400. You know, we do virtual meetings here at Civic Media every week, but they're shortened to the point. They don't go longer than 15 minutes tops. Researchers say Americans are able to handle a virtual meeting for 26 minutes without zoning out. But after that, it goes downhill fast. 32% of people who do virtual meetings say they get screen fatigue and doze off. Hearing that snoring and stuff at a virtual meeting. I'm Don Rosen. Coming up, I'll see you tomorrow morning, by the way, at 6 o'clock. We're back again. Tomorrow, we're going to talk about the new poster for the Racine County Traffic Safety Commission. We have some live in-studio guests. We'll do that tomorrow morning at 7 o'clock. Coming up next, Dan Marcus and the Wax Museum. Kurt Bowman at 2 o'clock. At 6 o'clock, we've got Chris Morrow. It's all happening right here all day at WRJN, where it's exactly 9 o'clock right now. Let's do it.
Local news and timeless hits, WRJN. is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Peter King. President Trump's speech to Congress hits on tariffs, Ukraine, immigration, and promises of tax cuts. This message to Democrats.
I'm sure you're going to vote for those tax cuts, because otherwise I don't believe the people will ever vote you into office. So I'm doing you a big favor by telling you that.
There are also claims like this.
The days of rule by unelected bureaucrats are over.
The Democrats protesting with Trump's unelected cost and job cutter Elon Musk in the room. White House correspondent Nancy Cordes says claims had fact checkers busy and Democrats in the chamber angry.
Some ticked off Democrats held up signs that said false, and some of his claims were false, including this one.
I terminated the ridiculous Green New Scam.
That policy doesn't exist.
We ended the last administration's insane.